So you probably have already an idea after reading James 3 what we're going to talk about. And the title of today's sermon is The Tongue is a Fire, a World of Iniquity. Yeah, last week we spoke about the Pentecostal movement. Yeah, we addressed some false doctrines from there, including speaking in tongues. And we looked at what speaking with tongues really is.
It is just
speaking foreign languages.
یعنی در حقیقت به زبان‌های خارجی به زبان‌های کشورهای دیگه
languages that could be understood by people.
زبانی که یه مردی یا زنی از یک کشور دیگه بتونه بفهمه.
Yeah, we had a miracle at Pentecost was that the disciples were able to speak these languages.
شاگردان تونستن زبان‌های غیر از زبان مادریشون
without having learned those languages.
بدون اینکه اون زبان‌ها رو یاد گرفته.
And of course, through the Holy Spirit that was given for the advancement of the gospel.
برای پخش شدن انجیل عیسی مسیح به همه جای دنیا در یک روز به همه زبان‌ها منتشر شده.
Today I want to speak about the other tongue.
اما امروز می‌خوام در مورد اون یکی
زبان صحبت کنم. Yeah, the member that is in your mouth.
اون عضوی که در دهان شماست.
The member that enables you to communicate with other people.
اون عضوی که کمکتون می‌کنه که با دیگران رابطه برقرار
کنید. Now today it will be tempting for you.
امروز شاید وسوسه انگیز باشه.
To listen to the sermon.
که به موعظه من گوش کنید.
And think of your neighbor.
و هر چی من میگم به نفر بغلیتون فکر کنی.
My husband.
شوهرم.
My friends.
دوستم این کارو کرد.
Her.
او یکی اینجوریه.
Him.
فلانی اون کارو کرد.
But that's not what the sermon is meant to do.
اما موضوع من این نیست که شما ایرادای بقیه رو پیدا کنید.
It's meant for you. And
موضوع من اینه که دنبال خودتون رو جستجو کنید و تو زندگی خودتون
عمل کنید. And let me guarantee.
بذارین تضمیمتون کنم.
You have this issue.
همتون 100% این مشکل
yeah, in greater or lesser extent.
یا کم یا زیاد با مشکل زبان رو همه دارید.
Now the Bible addresses several sins of the tongue.
کتاب مقدس چندین گناه زبان رو بهمون نشون
میده. Let me give you some.
بذارین چند تا از اون گناه
رو. I'm not going to go specifically into all of them, but just to get an idea.
عمقش نمیرم اما بهتون یه نظری بدم.
One of the sins is lying.
یکی از گناه‌های بزرگ چیه؟ دروغه.
Yeah, if you find that you have a tendency to lie about things.
اگه احساس می‌کنی که تو زندگی بعضی وقتا دروغ میگی.
To get out of situations.
که از مشکلات دری.
You're lying to your parents.
به مادرت دروغ میگی. به پدرت دروغ میگی. به ساکار دروغ میگی. به شوهرت دروغ میگی.
Okay. You have an issue.
پس مشکلی داری. با زبانت مشکل.
Yeah, with what comes out of your mouth.
اون چیزی که دهانت بیرون میاد حقیقت نیست.
If you find yourself gossiping.
اگر پیدا میکنی خودتو که داری غیبت میکنی.
Yeah, talking about other people all the time.
در مورد دیگران همش داری صحبت میکنی.
What he did and what she did and what she said.
اون چی گفت؟ اون چه کار کرد؟
That's what you do, then you have a problem with the tongue. What about when you are saying things that hurt other people? Saying hurtful things. Emotions running high. And you say things that you shouldn't say. You have a problem with the tongue. Yeah, when you're arguing, fighting.
وقتی بحث میکنی، میجنگی، جنگ و جدل داری.
Yeah, you can't have a normal conversation with your spouse. It ends up in.
با خانوم و یا شوهرت با یا
همسرت
صحبت عادی داشته باشی و همش با هم میجنگی.
That's a problem with the tongue.
مشکل تو زبانه.
Yeah, slandering people.
در حقیقت با زبانت نیش میزنی به بقیه.
Yeah, just talking about improper things.
حتی در مورد چیزهای بد صحبت کردن.
Boasting.
با خودمون رو بزرگ
کردن. And bragging.
به خودمون صفات بالا گذاشتن.
Yeah, these are all examples of sins of the tongue.
نمونه گناه زبان.
And none of them should have a place in the Christian life.
و هیچ کدوم از اینها نباید مکانی در زندگی مسیحی ما
داشته باشه. You need to realize that the Bible actually tells you.
کتاب مقدس به هممون میگه.
To get a hold on this little member in your mouth, the tongue.
کنترل این عضو کوچیک بدنت رو به دستت بگیر.
Now go to 1 Peter 3.
اول پتروس فصل 3.
Now I want to show you how important it is that we actually do that.
That
we control what comes out of our mouth.
Yeah,
because it is literally the difference between living a life that is blessed and enjoyable and you enjoy life.
تفاوت دو تا چیز ایجاد میکنه. یک زندگی پر از برکت و زندگی قابل استفاده و لذت بردن.
And life that's not blessed.
یا زندگی که اصلا برکت نداره و همه.
Listen to 1 Peter chapter 3.
اول پتروس فصل 3.
And read verses 8 till 10.
آیه 8 تا 10.
Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not render evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile.
خلاصه همه شما یک رأی و همدرد و برادر و دوست و دلسوز و خوشرفتار باشید و بدی و اول بدی و دشنام و اول دشنام مدهید و که برعکس برکت به طلبید، زیرا که میدانید برای این خوانده شده اید تا وارث برکت شوید، زیرا هر که حیات را دوست میدارد و میخواهد روزهای نیکو ببیند، زبان خود را از هر بدی و لبهای خود را از فریب گفتن باز بدارد.
Now let that sink in. For he that will love life and see good days,
yeah,
if that is something that you want,
yeah,
do you want to see good days? Do you want to enjoy life?
Yeah,
of course you would. Okay, if that's you,
yeah,
then we should have an handle on what comes out of her mouth.
باید کنترل کنیم از زبانمون چی بیرون میاد.
Yeah, because how do you attain that?
چه جوری زبانمون رو کنترل
کنیم؟ Let him refrain his tongue from evil.
زبان خودمون رو از بدی دور نگه داریم.
And his lips that they speak no guile.
و لبامون رو که چیزهای بدی نگه.
Yeah, the Bible literally ties enjoying life, loving life,
از زندگی لذت بردن و عشق زندگی کردن
and seeing good days
و روزهای خوب زندگی رو داشتن
with what comes out of your mouth.
با اون چیزی که از دهانتون بیرون میاد.
And God to bless you. Then this is an area you should take serious. So, pause for a moment. You've been listening when I gave those examples of different sins of the tongue. How are you doing? How do your conversations look like? Alicia, Nicolin. Yeah, how do your conversations look like? What are you talking about when you're sitting down with your friends? How do you speak with your spouse? How are you talking to your parents?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Now, go to Ephesians 4:29. Let me help you to give you an idea how it should be looking like. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the heavens of the hearers. Hearers. Ephesians 4:29.
هیچ سخن بد از دهان شما بیرون نیاید، بلکه آنچه به حسب نیاز و برای بنا نیکو باشد، تا شنوندگان را فیض رساند.
Yeah. Are your words edifying other people in general? Are they ministering grace to others, what you say? Those who hear your words? Or is your communication corrupted? And you, the answer is you probably need to work on this area. In fact, if you are not working on this area, if you are not controlling what comes out of your mouth, you will have not much success controlling other areas in your life as well. It is that important. Now I'll show you from James chapter 3. So start reading in James 3, verse 1. And keep your finger here because we're going to come back to this chapter a lot. Yeah, James chapter 3 is a whole chapter that addresses our tongue.
Yeah?
Verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation.
ای برادران من، بسیاری از شما معلم نشوید، چون که می‌دانید که بر ما داوری سخت‌تر خواهد شد.
So the chapter specifically starts out warning those who want to be masters. I understand that if you want to be a master, you will be scrutinized more than others. You understand that what you are saying will impact more people. And more people will be there to condemn you for what you say.
And when you make mistakes.
Now, first you have the warning here. And then it starts talking about controlling the tongue. It's like saying, hey, you desire to be a master? Then, hey, you have all, here's something else to master first. Yeah, read verse 2. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body.
زیرا همگی ما در بسیار چیزها می‌لرزیم و اگر کسی در سخن گفتن نلرزد او مرد کامل است و می‌تواند عنان تمام بدن خود را بکشد.
Yes, that's for many things you offend all. That means that we all offend. We all cause wrong to others. And you want to be a person that doesn't do that.
Now,
here's your top priority. You need to deal with the tongue. If you are able to control what comes out of your mouth, the Bible says the same is a perfect man. And that same person is also able to bridle the rest of the body. Yeah, so if you're doing well in the area of dealing with your tongue, it comes out of your mouth. You'll be able to deal with the other areas in your life as well. Why is that? Because this is one of the hardest things to get under control. If you're able to control your tongue, the other ones are less hard to deal with. Now, just to make sure that we don't misunderstand what it means, if any man offends not in word. Now, because that doesn't mean that you can say anything anymore. Because somebody somewhere will get offended.
Yeah.
If that what it means, you couldn't say anything anymore. Because there will always be people that get offended.
Yeah,
we couldn't speak truth anymore. Because wicked people cannot stand the truth and will be offended. Proverbs
29:27.
An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Proverbs 29:27.
پارسایان از آنان که راه خود را کج می‌سازند که راحت دارند، شریران از آنان که در راه راست استوار می‌مانند.
So, whatever the just will say, it's going to be an abomination to the wicked.
هر چی که پارسایان بگه برای اون که پلیده کراهت.
So controlling your tongue is not about that you cannot offend somebody with anything. No, it's about what comes out of your mouth.
اما موضوع اینه که اونی که از زبان تو بیرون میاد
what causes harm to others?
باعث آسیب دیگری.
Are you wronging people with your words?
آیا با کلاممون راهنمایی بد یا راه بد مردم رو میکشونیم؟
Are you not living up to the standard in Ephesians 4:29?
افسوسیان فصل 4:29 رو انجام میدیم یا نه؟
Now go to Matthew 15.
متا 15.
Let me give an example of Jesus.
یه نمونه عیسی مسیح رو براتون بگم.
He offended people.
عیسی هم باعث ناراحتی دیگران شد.
Ephesians 15:12-14. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew 15.
هر نهالی که پدر آسمانی من نکاشته باشد ریشه کن شود. ایشان را واگذارید کوران راه نمایان کورانند. هرگاه کور را راه نما شود هر دو در چاه افتند.
So the disciples come to Jesus. Hey Jesus, don't you know you offend these Pharisees? Now it doesn't seem like Jesus cares much about that.
Now,
is Jesus now doing something wrong because he offended the people? No, of course not. Yeah, Jesus never sins. Yeah, Jesus is perfect. Yet he causes offense. Of course, what are the Pharisees offended about? Yeah, they're offended of the truth.
از حقیقت ناراحت.
Yeah. Go to 1 Peter 2.
اول پتروس فصل 2 رو بخونید.
Ephesians 5 to 8.
آیه 5 تا 8.
Yeah. Where it actually talks about Jesus being called a rock of offense. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Therefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion and chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believeth he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
اطاعت کلام نکرده لرزش میخورند که برای همین معین شده اما شما نجاتی برگزیده و کشیشانی شاهانه و امت مقدس و قوم خاص خدا هستید تا فضایلی او را که شما را از ظلمت به نور شگرف خود خوانده است اعلام نمایید که سابقا قومی نبودید و الان قوم خدا هستید آن وقت از رحمت محروم اما اکنون رحمت کرده شده اید.
Yeah, so Jesus is called a rock of offense. Yeah, so clearly, when we speak truth, we will offend people. Yeah, but that's not where James 3 is talking about. Yeah, because then we couldn't speak truth anymore. Yeah, it means our words, your words.
Yeah,
make sure they're not causing harm to others. And James 3 tells you to get this member under control. Yeah, you want to be a perfect man. You want to live uprightly before God. Okay, then you need to bridle this member. Read verse 3. James 3:3. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Yes, and now we're getting some comparisons. Hey, to give you insight. Yeah, on this member in our body, the tongue.
Oh,
you know horses.
Yeah,
we know. You know, we put bits in their mouths. So we're able to control them. We can make this big, powerful creature turn wherever we want it to turn. Just with a little bit in their mouth. Now he gives another comparison. Verse 4. Behold also the ships, which thought to be, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whichsoever the governor listeth.
اینک کشتی ها نیز هر چند بسیار بزرگ هستند و بادهای سخت رانده می شوند اما با سکان کوچک به هر طرفی که اراده ناخدا باشد برگردانده می شوند.
Yep, very similar example.
Yeah,
if you have these huge ships, they're driven by the wind.
The
wind blows in the sails, they move. Yeah, no diesel engines in the time of the apostles.
But then
a very small helm controls this huge ship.
اما یه فرمون یه دقیقه ناودان یه چیز کوچولو میتونه کل کشتی رو کنترل کنه.
You can just turn this small helm.
این یه چیز کوچولو
and it controls where the ship will go.
و میتونی تصمیم بگیری که کشتی به کدوم سمت بره.
Now go to verse 5.
آیه 5.
In James 3.
یعقوب 3:5.
If so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things, behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth.
همچنان زبان نیز وزنی کشه است که سخنان کبرامیز میگوید اینک آتشی اندک چه جنگل عظیمی رو میسوزاند.
Yeah, so in the same way, like this bridle in this this bit in this horse, like this helm of a ship, your tongue is just a little member in your body. Yet it is able to boast great things. Yeah, behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. This little tongue can start a big fire. Therefore, you better control that tongue. Yeah, before you get into trouble. Before you hurt and damage. Before it causes harm to your life. Now, if you don't control the bit in the horse,
رهاشون نکنی.
This animal will just walks wherever it wants to go. You end up in the wrong places.
حیوان هر جا دلش بخواد میره و ممکنه اصلا گم شی.
If you don't control the helm of a ship.
اگر فرمون کشتی رو به دستت نگیری با طوفان
you'll eventually end up shipwrecked.
خراب
میشی
زیر آب میری.
Who knows where?
معلوم نیست کجا.
You're just blown along with the wind.
باد به هر طرفی.
Yeah, you see the idea that James is trying to communicate.
در مورد چی داره صحبت میکنه.
You need to control what comes out of your mouth.
چی که از زبانتون بیرون میاد.
You need to filter what you say.
فیلتر کنید وقتی میخواد چیزی رو.
You don't just speak your mind.
هر چی که فکر کردی از دهنتون بیرون
میاد. That is not a good thing.
این چیز خوبی نیست.
Yeah, you need to control that bit, that helm. Now, there are people that just pride themselves that they just speak their mind as if this is some virtue. I just speak what I think. No filter, no controlling what comes out. Now, that is a shipwreck in the making. Yeah, that is ending up in the wrong places. Because your mind can come up with a lot of foolish stuff to say. It can come up with all of sinful things to say. Hurtful things to say. Things that can cause you into trouble. Here's what the Bible says about that. Go to Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29, verse 11. A fool uttered all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. So, if you are the person that just speaks without filtering,
اگه شما کسی هست
without controlling that tongue
داشته باشین بدون اینکه کنترل کنین زبانتون رو هر چی به ذهنتون میرسه میگین
the bible likens you to a fool
کتاب مقدس میگه شما احمقی
now it's the fool that utters all his mind
احمقه که هر چی که تو ذهنش رسید میگه
yeah you want to be a fool this is how you will be addressed like one
پس هر چی به ذهنتون میاد بگین
Yeah, remember the sins we looked at a moment ago. Lying, slandering, gossiping, boasting.
مغرور بودن به خودمون بالیدن.
Saying hurtful things.
ناراحت کردن به دیگران گفتن، آسیب زبانی به هم رسوندن.
That's a result.
نتیجه
of not bridling your tongue.
اینه که زبانمون رو کنترل نکنه.
That is what fools do.
احمقا این کارو میکنن.
They do not filter. They just say things. فیلتر
نمیکنه. هر چی که اومد میگه.
They don't think. Before they say things, like the wise do. You think it's important to control what you say? The Bible says it's very important. Yeah, we need to bridle our tongue. Because if you're able to bridle your tongue, you're also able to bridle the rest of your body as well. Go to James 3, verse 6. And a tongue is a fire. A world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it set on fire of hell. So you see here that it's becoming more and more negative. Tongue is a fire.
زبان یک آتشه.
And a world of iniquity.
دنیایی از نادرستی.
Yeah, not just some isolated thing.
نه یک چیز.
No, it's a world of iniquity.
دنیای از نادرستی. نه یک کوچولو نادرستی.
It's a source of a lot of sins.
دنیای نادرستیه.
And it says.
مرکز و شروع خیلی بدی ها.
It can defile the whole body.
کل بدن رو میتونه آسیب برسونه. کل بدن رو میتونه خراب کنه.
And it sets on fire the course of nature.
و طبیعت انسانی رو آتیش میزنه.
What is meant by that?
منظورش چیه؟
Now. As soon as you have a spark, as soon as you have a little fire,
yeah,
it has started now.
دیگه شروع شد.
Very soon afterwards, it's out of your control.
دیگه خیلی زود این آتش قابل کنترل
Now nature will take its course.
اون موقع طبیعت ادامه
with that little fire that you started.
آتشی که تو شروع کردی کجا ببرد؟
Yeah, you're in a forest.
وقتی تو جنگل هستی.
You light one tree.
یه درخت اگه روشن کنی.
Yeah, something I have done before.
قبلا این کارو کردم.
When I was like 6.
6 ساله بودم این کارو کردم.
And luckily,
خوشبختانه
not everything burned down.
همه چی نسوخت.
But what normally happens?
اما معمولا اتفاقی که میفته.
With my friend.
با دوستام این کارو کردیم.
Yeah, we had on that tree and we thought it would be fun to see if it would burn.
درخت مرده داشتیم. می‌خواستیم ببینیم چجوری می‌سوزه.
Kids don't ever do this.
هیچ وقت این کارو نکنید.
It wasn't a forest. It wasn't domestic area with trees, but.
در حقیقت تو جنگل بود. جای زندگی مردم نبودن.
But if you start a fire in a forest, it starts with just one tree.
با یه درخت کوچولو شروع میشه.
But before you know,
قبل از اینکه بدونی,
it's out of your control.
کنترلش از دست
میره. It goes to the next tree.
درخت بعدی آتیش گرفته. درخت بعدی آتیش گرفته.
Then the whole thing burns down.
کل اون قسمت میشه.
Once you speak.
یه لحظه که تو صحبت
yeah. میکنی. Once you just don't bridle your tongue and you say whatever you think.
وقتی گفتی از اون زبان.
Once the words comes out.
وقتی کلامت از دهانت اومد بیرون.
The unfiltered words.
اون زبانی که اون چیزی فیلتر نکردی.
You can't take it back.
دیگه نمیتونی اون کلمات.
It's out there now. It's gonna do its thing.
رفته کاراشو میکنه.
Yeah, bringing it to its logical conclusion or to its logical consequence.
به اون نتیجه و بعدی که قرار برسونه. دیگه اومده بیرون.
Yeah, nature will take its course.
طبیعت هر جایی که بخواد میرسونتش.
Yeah, what you have started will now have consequences.
این چیزی که تو شروع کردی باید جوابش هم بدی.
And then it says it sets on fire of hell.
مثل آتش جهنمه.
Yeah. And of course hell represents some place where the wicked go.
جهنم در حقیقت مکانی است که آدم‌های بد میرن، آدم‌های پلید میرن.
Yeah, doing control tongue causes more wickedness.
کنترل نکردن زبانمون پلیدی بدی‌ها رو به وجود میاره.
Hold it against what we just read before.
Yeah.
I want you to see the contrast.
قبلا خوندیم متضاد و تضاد.
1 Peter 3:10.
اول پتروس فصل 3 آیه 10.
For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile.
زیرا هر که حیات را دوست می‌دارد و می‌خواهد روزهای نیکو بیند، زبان خود را از بدی و لب‌های خود را از فریب گفتن باز بدارد.
Enjoy life. Seek good days.
Okay.
That's happening when you refrain your tongue from evil.
When you speak no guile.
Yeah, that is when you control what comes out of your mouth. When you filter what you say. Now, as opposed, when you do not filter, it will bring absolute destruction.
Yeah?
The tongue is a fire. It is a world of iniquity.
دنیای پر از نابودی.
Yeah, and when you start it,
وقتی شروع میکنی,
a whole forest will burn down.
کل جنگل رو میسوزونه.
Yeah, and you need many people and many efforts to get it under control.
و دیگه به یه نفر
to minimize the damage.
چند صد نفر آدم احتیاج داره تا اون آسیبی که تو ایجاد کردی رو بیاد جمعش کنه.
Yeah, that's two different pictures that the Bible gives us.
دو تا تصویری هست که کتاب مقدس بهمون میده.
Of one, controlling your tongue.
زبانمون رو کنترل کردن.
Two, not controlling your tongue.
کنترل نکردن زبان.
Just speaking your mind.
فکرمون رو هر چی که اومد صحبت کنیم.
Oh, but this is just my culture. We just tend to speak our mind.
Now,
then your culture is wrong. It is not wise to do that. Yeah, the wisdom of the word of God says to bridle that thing. Oh, it's just who I am.
من این شکلی هم. من همینم.
Take it or leave it.
میخواش یا
نمیخواش. I'm that kind of person.
من هم چی آدمی هم. هر چی فکر میکنم میگم.
Okay, then you are admitting that you're a fool.
در حقیقت تو داری با زبان خودت.
Because the Bible says that is what fools do.
احمقانه هر کسی
که they don't control what they say.
میخواد میگه.
They just speak.
فقط حرف میزنه.
You need to heed the warning of James 3.
یعقوب فصل 3 رو محکم بخونید و به ذهنتون قرار بدید.
You are setting up little fires
in آتش‌های کوچولو تو دنیا ایجاد می‌کنید.
In dry forests.
توی یه جنگل خشکی که اطرافتون.
Yeah, for your sausages to burn to get ready.
که سوسیستون آماده کنید که می‌خوایم الان.
Not understanding that you're going to burn down the whole forest.
شاید فقط می‌خواستین سوسیس رو کباب کنید ولی یهو کل جنگل با خودتون داره کباب.
By your uncontrolled statements.
و با اون کنترل و اون حرفی رو که زدی غیر قابل کنترل.
Yeah, the tongue is a fire.
زبان آتشی
است. A world of iniquity.
دنیایی پر از نابودی.
It kindles a great matter.
و اتفاقهای زیادی باش میتونه بیفته.
Now, let me give you an example from the Bible.
یه نمونه‌ای رو از کتاب مقدس بهتون.
Which for some reason I can't get out of my head, so I'm going to share it.
با هیچ دلیلی نمیدونم چرا این تو ذهنم،
ولی میخوام somebody because of its words, because of what he says.
به خاطر یه نفری یه چیزی.
Because of a sin of the tongue.
به خاطر گناه زبانش.
Gets himself killed.
باعث مرگ خودش
میشه. And no, it's not Ananias and Sapphira, which is also a good example of that. Yeah, remember, they lie about what they had given. And God slew them both. But this is another story. Go to 1 Samuel. Now let me give you the context of this story.
Now,
Saul, of course, was king of Israel.
شاول پادشاه اسرائیل بود.
Yeah, he was chosen by God.
از وسیله خدا.
He was doing well in the beginning.
اولش پادشاه خیلی خوب بود.
Then he went off the rails. He went in the wrong direction.
و بعد از جاده رفت بیرون و به مسیر اشتباه رفت.
To the point that God decides to replace Saul.
که شاول رو عوض
so,
کنه.
David is anointed.
داوود دمیده لمس میشه.
He's not king yet, but he's already chosen by God to replace Saul.
که شاول رو جایگزین شاول باشه.
Now Saul ends up going after David.
و اون پادشاه شاول دنبال داوود.
And basically David is on the run for a significant part of his life.
کل زندگیشو در حال فرار بوده.
Now is there a battle between the Israelites and the Amalekites?
و یه جنگی هست بین اسرائیلی ها و ملاکی.
And Saul dies in that battle.
و شاول در این جنگ میمیره.
Yeah. Now in chapter
31
of 1 Samuel, we know how he died.
می‌دونیم که چجوری میمیره.
He got wounded and then it says he committed suicide. He falls on his own sword. Now, in chapter 32, what it's going to read, we have an Amalekite who comes to David.
Which one?
In 32. 1 Samuel 32, verse 1 to 15, we're going to read.
1 Samuel
only has 31. What? 2 Samuel? No, it's not 2 Samuel.
2 Samuel 1.
Wait. 1 Samuel 32. No, 31.
Verse
31. Yeah, wait. I will find it in a moment. Can somebody search on their phone?
Which one do you want? Which verse do you want?
Search. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul.
1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, first one.
Yes. Yes. 2 Samuel. I switched those around. 2 Samuel chapter 1 we have how Saul died. And in chapter 2 we have an Amalekite who comes to David.
Malachi has to be sent to David.
Yeah. To tell David what happened. Now let's read 1 to 15. It's just an interesting story, so I want to just read it completely.
2 Samuel 1.
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 15. Oh, wait, is it right? No, this is not right. Wait.
I think 1 to 15. That's what you want to read.
Yeah, it is one. Yeah. It is one. Yep, it's one.
Yeah, one.
Yep.
1 Samuel 1:1-15.
Yes.
اول سامویل 1:1-15.
Yeah, and then 31 is not the wrong. Yeah. So in 1 Samuel 31, you have how Saul died, and then the next 2 Samuel chapter 1, it has the story. Now let me read it. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag. It came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And so it was when he came to David that he fell to the earth and did obeisance. And David said unto him, From whence comest thou? And he said unto him, Out of the camp of Israel am I escaped. And David said unto him, How went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered that the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people are all fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also. And David said unto the young men that told him, How knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead? And the young men that told him said, As I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed after him. Then when he looked behind him, he saw me and called unto me. And he answered, Here am I. And he said unto me, Who art thou? And he answered him, I am an Amalekite. He said unto me again, Stand, I pray thee upon me, and slay me, for anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet wall in me. So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head, and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought him hither unto my lord. Then David took hold on his clothes, and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until even, for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. And David said unto the young men that told him, Whence art thou? And he answered, I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite. And David said unto him, How wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? And David called one of the young men and said, Go near and fall upon him. And he smote him that he died.
پس از مرگ شاول چون داوود از شکست امالکیان بازگشت دو روز در سقلق توقف نمود در روز سوم ناگاه مردی با جامعه دریده و خاک بر سر ریخته از اردوگاه شاول آمد چون نزد داوود رسید به روی در افتاده تعظیم کرد داوود از او پرسید از کجا میایی مرد پاسخ داد از اردوگاه اسرائیل گریخته است داوود گفت جریان امر را برایم باز بود گفت لشکریان از جنگ گریختند و بسیاری از ایشان نیز افتادند و مردند شاول و پسرش یوناتان نیز مردند پس داوود به مرد جوانی که این خبر را آورده بود گفت از کجا میدانی شاول و پسرش یوناتان مردند مرد جوان پاسخ داد بر حسب اتفاق بر کوه جلبئه بودم که دیدم شاول بر نیزه خود تکیه زده و عقابه ها و سواران دشمن هر دم به او نزدیکتر میشوند چون شاول به عقب خود نگریست مرا دید و مرا خواند گفتم گوش به فرمانم پرسید کیستی گفتم یک امالیقی پس مرا گفت تمنای این که بر فرازم بایستی و مرا بکشی زیرا دردی جانکاه بر من چیره گشته اما هنوز جان در بدنم باقی است پس بر فرازش ایستاده او را کشتم زیرا یقین داشتم از جراحت خود زنده نخواهد ماند تاجی را که بر سر و بازوبندی را که بر بازویش بود برگرفته با خود به دینجا نزد سرورم آوردم آنگاه داوود جامعه خیش گرفته آن را درید و همراهانش این جملگی چنین کردند آنان برای شاول و پسرش یوناتان و برای قوم خداوند و خاندان اسرائیل که به دم شمشیر از پا در آمده بودند ماتم گرفتند و گریستند و تا شامگاه روزه داشتند و داوود به جوانی که این خبر را برایش آورده بود گفت اهل کجایی؟ پاسخ داد پسر مهاجری امالیقی هم داوود از او پرسید چگونه نترسیدی دست خود را بلند کرده مسیح خداوند را هلاک سازی آنگاه داوود یکی از مردان جوانش را فرا خواند و گفت برو و او را بکش پس او را به شمشیر زد و او مرد
Fight with Israel. Saul gets killed. Yeah, we know how he got killed. And now we have this Amalekite that just makes up his own story. Lies towards David. Thinks David is happy and he gets some reward for the fact that he came to have give this news.
یه پاداشی از داوود بگیره و با یه داستان رو می‌سازه از مرگ ملاکی در صورت در شاول در صورت که دروغ بوده.
And he ended up dead.
و با آخر سر باعث کشته شدنش میشه.
His words caused him to be destroyed.
زبانت خودت.
Yeah, the tongue is a fire.
در حقیقت زبانش
And the fire was started.
و آتش شروع شد.
And it started a great matter.
و اتفاق بزرگی براش.
And now it's out of his hands.
و دیگه دستش خارج.
And he got executed.
و کشتنش.
Yeah. When we don't control our tongue.
وقتی زبانمون رو کنترل نکنیم.
Yeah. Things can escalate to places we never expected to go.
جایی بالا بره که توقع نداریم.
It is important that we learn to control our tongue.
مهمه که یاد بگیریم زبانمون.
Yeah, go back to James 3.
یعقوب فصل 3.
James 3 verses 7 and 8.
آیه 7 و 8.
For every kind of beast and of birds, and of serpents, and of the things in the sea, is tamed, and had been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
زیرا که هر نوعی از حیوانات و پرندگان و خزندگان و حیوانات دریایی از انسان رام می شود و رام شده است. اما زبان را هیچ کس نمی تواند رام کند. شرارتی سرکش و پر از زهر کشنده است.
Now, if you look at verse 8, it might be a little discouraging. It says, no man can tame the tongue. There are all these animals that man is able to tame, these wild animals.
Yeah,
we have mastered controlling elephants, tigers, you name it. Make them do things that we want. We can tame these animals.
میتونیم اونا رو رام کنیم.
But we cannot tame the tongue. No man can tame.
زبان خودمون رو نمیتونیم.
That's an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
بعد انقدر سم به بد داره هیچ کی نمیتونه زبانش رو کنترل کنه.
There goes our hope of enjoying life and having good days.
زندگی لذت بردن رو باید فراموش کنیم چون زبانمون غیر قابل کنترله.
Of course, what is meant here is that natural speaking.
همینجوری اگه طبیعی صحبت کنیم.
We're not able to have victory in this area.
پیروز نخواهیم.
It's a hard thing.
راحت نیست، باید تلاش کنیم. تلاش
yeah, in the flesh, as a natural man, yeah, we will not be able to tame the tongue.
قادر نخواهیم بود.
And of course, the Bible says, in Christ we can do all things.
کتاب مقدس میگه در مسیح میتونیم همه کارها رو بکنیم.
Yeah, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can have victory.
با کمک روح القدس میتونیم
پیروز بشیم. And of course, not sinless perfection.
نه که بدون گناه کامل بشیم.
But we can have victory in this area.
ما میتونیم در این دنیا پیروز باشیم.
Yeah, James is not bringing this up.
یعقوب نمیگه این داستان رو به ما.
Yeah, to poke us.
که در حقیقت.
Like to show us that we're doomed.
در حقیقت نشون بده که چقدر بدبخت.
He's actually encouraging us.
اما در عوض.
To start filtering what we say.
تشویقمون کنه که فیلتر کنیم اون
هر چیزی
زبانمون رو تحت کنترل بگیریم.
Read 9 till 12 in James 3.
یعقوب فصل 3 9 تا 12 رو بخونیم.
Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men. Which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs? So can no fountain be both yield salt water and fresh.
خدا و پدر را به آن متبارک می‌خوانیم و به همان مردمان را که به صورت خدا آفریده شدند لعن می‌گوییم. از یک دهان برکت و لعنت بیرون می‌آید. ای برادران، شایسته نیست که چنین شود. آیا چشمه از یک شکاف آب شیر را شور جاری می‌سازد؟ یا می‌شود ای برادران که درخت انجیر زیتون یا درخت مو انجیر بار آورد؟ همچنین هیچ چشمه شور نمی‌تواند آب شور و شیرین را موجود سازد.
Yeah, it's brethren, it's not good that the mouth you use to bless God you also use just to bring curses. Yeah, and a curse basically means that you want something bad to happen to a person. Yeah, that's a curse. Saying things like, I hope you get hit by a car. Yeah. That's a curse.
Yeah.
Wishing evil on people. And James says, hey, it shouldn't be like that. If you one time are blessing God, and then the next moment you're cursing your brother, you need to fix that. Yeah, you cannot say. As first, John, I'm not going to go there. But you, if you love God, yeah, if you say you love God, and then you hate your brother, you're a liar because you're not loving God. It doesn't work. What it reveals if you hate your brother is that you do not love God. Because if we would love God, we would love what He loves. And that includes our brother in Christ. Yeah, we have to love what God loves and hate what God hates. You cannot combine loving God and hating what God loves. Now, of course, we have these psalms that do talk, that do give curses. Over people, but this is a special group. These are the haters of God, the enemies of God,
reprobates.
And we see, for example, David speaking curses on these people. But most people are not in that category. What should we be saying? Blessings.
Yeah.
Have a great day. God bless you. Things like that. You're wishing somebody something good to happen to people. Now, this all to emphasize how important it is that we care what we say, what comes out of our mouth. That we filter that. That we don't just blab things out. Now, again, filter down to what? to what standard?
Now,
we had already Ephesians 4:29. That gives you the standard. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
هیچ سخن بد از دهان شما بیرون نیاید بلکه آنچه بر حسب نیاز و برای بنا نیکو باشد حاشیه و نما را فیض بساند.
Use your tongue for good things, for saying good things, to build the people, to edify, not to harm and to tear down, not to hurt other people. Yeah, we should be blessing to others. Yeah, in practice and in words. And you can do both at the same time. You're either a good fountain or a bad fountain.
Your
victory cannot bear all of berries. A fig tree cannot bear all of berries. Vines cannot bear figs. Why make this sharp contrast? Why can't both be true? Why can't vines not give figs? Why can people who bless God not curse others? Because what comes out of the mouth actually reveals what's really in the heart. Go to Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh.
His mouth speaketh. خزانه خوب دل خود چیز نیکو برمی آورد. شخص شریر از خزانه بد دل خیش چیز بد بیرون می آورد. زیرا که از زیادی دل زبان سخن می گوید.
Yeah, what comes out of your mouth is a reflection on what's really going inside of your heart. So if you find yourself in this list of these different sins a lot, that tells you something of what's going in there. You need to deal with that. Now, how can we start this path of victory over the sin of the tongue? The Bible indicated it's not easy. But then, in Christ, we can do all things.
Now,
let me just give you a few ideas. Now, we just read, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We just read, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, let me ask you a question. With what do you fill your heart? Because what is being put in there will eventually come out. What are you exposing yourself to? What you watch? What you read? The friends you're hanging out with? What are they filling your heart with? You want to have victory in this area of the tongue? You need to start filling yourself with wholesome things, things that are good. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
خلاصه ای برادران، هر چه راست باشد و هر چه شایسته و هر چه عادل و هر چه پاک و هر چه دوست داشتنی، هر چه نیکنام است و هر برتری و هر ستایش که بوده بوده باشد، در آنها تفکر کنید.
Yeah, fill your heart with those things. And of course, the word of God will be part of this. And this is practical. You can do this. Reduce the ungodly influences in your life. Increase what is true. Starting with the word of God. Things that are honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. Yeah, think of these things. And then when you speak, out of the abundance of your heart, good things will come forth. Lord. Yeah, a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bring it forth that which is good. So how do I start this path to control my tongue?
Yeah,
fill your heart with the right things. And you can start today. Make better choices. Here's another one. Be slow to speak. Go to James 1:19. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
بنابراین ای برادران عزیز من، هر کس در شنیدن تون و در گفتن تون و در خشم آهسته باشد.
You want to bridle the tongue?
میخواین زبانتون رو کنترل کنید؟
Be slow to speak.
کند باشین تو صحبت کردن.
Which does not mean less words a minute.
نه اینکه در عرض یک دقیقه کمتر صحبت کنید.
It doesn't mean that.
یعنی آروم صحبت کنید مثل آرنو داره تون میره.
It means that you think first and then say things.
یعنی که اول فکر کنید بعد بگید.
Yeah, be like the wise from Proverbs 29:11.
مثل امثال 21:11.
Yeah, a fool uttereth all his mind. But a wise man keepeth it in all until afterwards. Yeah, the wise man keeps in his words. He is slow to speak. He had a filter to control his tongue. He doesn't just blab everything out that comes to his mind. And it goes together being slow to wrath. Yeah, when people often forget to filter what they say. If emotions are running high. If there's conflict, if there's strife. Yeah, so what helps you to get control of your tongue? Learn to slow to speak. How do I do that?
Yeah,
it tells you. Be swift to hear. If you're listening, then you're not talking. You can do this. This is very practical. Yeah, don't try always to be the first one saying things. Don't try to be the loudest in the group. Yeah, that's not a good feature. Yeah, the Bible tells you to be slow to speak. Learn to pause before you say things. Yeah, listen to the whole matter before you start responding. Here's a third one. Learn to give soft answers. Proverbs 15, 1 and 2. Only one. Proverbs 15, 1. A soft answer turned away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Yeah. Yeah, we need to be in the business of de-escalating situations, not escalating. So we need to softly answer, not causing more strife. And of course, where does strife come from? We recently thought about that, pride.
Yeah.
Pride is a cause for people to speak unfiltered things, grievous words that they otherwise wouldn't have said. And here's the last one I'll give you. And that is just ask God for help. This is something we all struggle with at times. Some more than others. But listen to this psalm. Psalm 141, verse 3. And that's the last verse we go to. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Yeah, Lord, help me to control my tongue. Help me to keep my lips shut when I need to say, not say anything. Yeah. So we ask God to help us. Yeah, and if we have an issue in this area, we can confess our sins to God and He's just and faithful to forgive. And we can ask Him to help. Help us to control our tongue. And to pray that God answers. Yeah? Now, start making steps today. Now, why should you start making steps to bridle your tongue?
کوچیکو برداریم که زبونمون رو کنترل کنیم.
Now maybe because it's not very appealing to be called a fool.
چون خیلی صفت خوبی نیست که احمق بشی.
Yeah, well, because it's the fool that just blabs things out.
احمق که هرچی فکر میکنه میگه.
And if I see people just blabbing and saying these stupid things, I look at them and I said, hey, I don't say that, but I filter. But I think, hey, you're behaving like a fool. Yeah, so that's a motivation of starting to filter your tongue. Now, why should I filter what I say? Maybe because you don't want to shipwreck your life. Remember, the tongue is like a fire, a world of iniquity. Yeah, it leads to bad things in your life. Why should I control what comes out of my mouth?
Now,
maybe because you want to enjoy life and have good days.
Yeah.
I think these are enough reasons, enough motivation for you
to
start paying attention to what comes out of your mouth. Yeah, let us be in people that filter what we say, that control that tongue. Yeah, that tame that member in our body. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we all have an issue with the things we say. None of us is perfect. And Lord, we ask that you will help us. Lord, you said in your word it's a hard thing to do. But then, with your help, we can. So you spoke to our hearts today, and just pray that you will help us and you will guide us to a place where we learn to speak good things, things that edify, things that build up. That less and less we use our tongue to do evil, to hurt others. Lord, help us with that today, this week. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.